As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's 2 o'clock on a Friday, which is why we hear that from Ryan Wiggins, who's not here because he's on a boys trip. Because, you know, he needs his time with his boys. We do have a mystery guest in studio right now, and we haven't said who it is. And this person is standing in Ryan Wiggins' spot. And we're going to get to that guest here in just a second. But I want to remind you about the YouTube live chat poll. If you're coming to see who it is, we'll pop this person up here on the screen before we say who it is on the air. But there that person is. I want to remind you to vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Should Trump debate again? Yes or no? And let us know why you think the way you think. We'll get to those results at the end of the show. Also, we're going to do Ask Us Anything with our mystery guest. And I guess it might help a little bit if we tell you who it is. Hannah's back in the studio.
I'm so happy to be back with you guys.
Everybody seems to be pretty happy that you're here as well.
Oh, my heart is so happy.
Hannah, when did you officially accept the morning position on Y98?
My last day on the Annie Fry Show was September 1st, 2023.
So you're a year.
It is. It has already been a year.
That's crazy.
I know.
And you've grown so much. You just won big award here in St. Louis. Tell us about that experience.
Thank you. So I won Best Local Radio Host from the St. Louis Headliners.
Hooray.
Thank you. I was so honored. I was up against great people. Was not expecting to take home the title. All I was just honored to be nominated. So yeah, that was really, really awesome. I never really am proud of myself, but that was one moment in my career where I was like, wow.
Why aren't you proud of yourself?
You guys know me. I never am. That's just not really who I am, even though I called myself conceited back like 2021. We were doing an AMA and I accidentally used conceited in the wrong way, and I'll never forget that. Neither will the fannies, probably.
So how much have you grown? I mean, you grew... Your abilities and your experience from the time you started. I remember the first day that you were working the show as a fill-in part-timer, kind of like on a day-to-day. We've got Several producers out there who were filling the gaps while we were waiting to replace, we miss Abby, who was our associate producer that we share with the Mark Reardon Show. So we're waiting to fill that position. Ethan has filled in a lot for that, but he is, yesterday was his birthday and he missed that part of being in the studio with us on his birthday. But we've got some fill-ins out there and it's always great to see faces out there. You were one of those people. Was it the fall when you... I think it was kind of...
It was, yeah, it was around October, actually, because I was turning, what, 20 years old?
Yeah. It was your birthday almost.
Yeah.
October 2nd?
It is, yep, that is my birthday.
That's one of my other friends' birthday, so I remember that one.
Yes.
But you were just sitting out there, and I was like, I think I like her. I mean, it was like the first day I met you.
It really was. Yeah, I remember that exactly. I remember you walked in with your makeup bag and I thought it was so cool that you could do your makeup like at work, and you took a chance on me and it just blossomed from there. You were willing to put me on air. I was shaking in my boots and I was so nervous. I had never done like real radio before and you took a chance on me and it was the biggest blessing.
It is a rocket-like launch. G-Whip says Hannah needs to do a time check.
Oh, jeez. I probably wouldn't even be able to do it correctly.
Oh, that's okay. Ryan never does.
Time is 2:10. It's brought to you by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. Yay. Think that's the tagline?
You should play the Jerry Kelly drop right now so we can count it. Since you left us, Hannah, you have been on the morning show, the Brett Mega morning show on Y98.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, out of complete and total respect to Hannah, I'm not going to get into politics or any of that stuff with her, because what you're doing over there is you make people smile in the morning. You bring people into their day without the weight of a lot of this stuff. How different is it? Not even just from a content standpoint, but a schedule standpoint, because this noon to three slot is a pretty sweet slot.
Oh, man, you guys have it good.
This one's not bad at all.
I had it good for 2 years. And now alarm clock goes off at 3:15 every morning and our show ends at 10. But it really doesn't ever end. As you know, Annie, as a host, it never ends. You're always checking, being updated, doing social media, doing so much work. It's kind of like, I heard a sports analogy. I don't know anything really about sports, but it's like you practice and you do all this work and then your play is only like 60 seconds in football. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really how radio shows work. So the schedule has kicked my butt. I've been in this position for a year now, but it's still... I don't think I'll ever get used to the 3:15 alarm clock.
Yeah, I've heard
completely different.
A lot of people who do morning radio, you don't really ever get used to it. You kind of figure out how to manage it. But when those folks get out of that morning routine, retire or whatever, they get back to a normal person routine pretty quickly.
That gives me a little bit of hope because I worry about that.
You're going to be there for a long time. Don't even worry about that. You're going to be getting up at 3:15 for a long time.
Lucky me.
So in music radio also, with the morning talk show, it's a little bit different. But what we do here in on a talk format of a radio station, we come on at about 06, 6 minutes after the hour starts, and we might break at 20 after. Mm-hmm. So that's 14 minutes of talking, if not longer sometimes. How long do you have the microphone open in the morning show at any given time?
Oh, man. Max is like 4 or 5 minutes. If we go over that, it has to be like something really big, really important. So there's parts of me that miss the freedom over here to like really have full time to like explain stuff and really get to the full point of things. Because in morning radio, it's fast. It's quick. People are in their car. They got to get to work. They got to go in. So it's very, very different. No long-winded breaks allowed.
Yeah. It is very much so different. I know that a lot of people, Ryan Wiggins would talk about coming from TV into news also, that everything moves so quickly that if you can't, it's not always about getting it done. Like, you can't take a lot of time to produce something or to get something done. You got to get the news out there. You got to address it. You got to learn how to think on your toes and to really
word economy.
Move. Yes.
Things like that. I mean, my host, Brett, he trusts me enough to, you know, be transparent and get my point out there. But and he's never going to cut me off or anything. But the way we got to get music in and everything, you want it to be quick and efficient. That's what works best for us.
Do you ever meet Annie Fry Show people still?
Oh, you guys might not believe me. I meet more Annie Fry Show listeners, fannies, if you will, more than I meet Y98 fans. And that is not a joke. I meet them everywhere.
Is it just
and
five
anywhere.
Of them that are following you everywhere?
No,
you go?
It's so many different people.
Is it Ryan Wiggins?
It's just Ryan in a wig every damn time.
He could never let go. He does have a bag full of wigs.
I believe that
wigs
wholeheartedly. But no, so I just got approached this weekend. I was at an event with Y98 and someone came up to me and she's like, oh my gosh, Hannah, I just miss you so much. When are you coming back on? I just got an Annie Fry Show t-shirt. I'm like, oh girl, I got like six of them. Yeah. And the special edition hat that there's only one.
Yes.
I still have it. I still hold on to that and I always will.
Well, that's great. We're excited that you could come back with us. Ryan is on vacation and Ethan is on a family trip. And we thought we need to look and see who we can ask to come in here. And Hannah was my first ask. And I was like, there's no way she's coming in at 2 o'clock on a Friday.
I didn't nap today for you, Annie.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So worth it.
Did you caffeinate? Do you drink caffeine?
Yeah, now I do. I really didn't have a choice. I'm on energy drinks now, and I got an iced coffee today.
I'm on energy drinks now. It's like a prescription.
Yep.
So, Hannah, if you are not familiar with Hannah, if you're newer to our show, because it has been a year since you've been part of the crew, Hannah started out as our associate producer. It was part-time at first, right?
It was part-time for a long time.
It was part-time at first, and then it became a full-time job. And you were doing things like, well, Brad, you explain it. What were the types of things that Hannah was doing on the show?
So some of the stuff Hannah would do is she would cut together the podcast at the end of the show or during the show. She would cut together the podcast. Whenever Annie does a live read, one of the things we have to do is we have to cut the live read and put it in a folder so that the account executives can then present that to our clients so they can hear it. So she was doing that. But she would also come in and she would do certain little segments with the show. You would answer the phone, screen calls, manage the stream. There was a lot Hannah was doing as an associate
podcasting,
producer.
Podcasting.
Yeah.
Never missed a second of the show.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So,
still love it.
Thank you. It used to be great. Make the AFS great again. So we're going to do some Ask Us Anything, and you're going to stick around for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want to bring Hannah into our regular goofy conversations here, and she's used to Fridays. You played X's and O's.
Oh yeah,
quite a bit too. We don't have that because Ryan's not here this week. But if you have questions for us, if you have any questions that you would like to ask us, if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can go ahead and leave a comment there, leave a question, and we comb through these and we ask these questions of the three of us in here. Maybe sometimes it'll be specifically just to Hannah. One of the questions that we just got here was from Mark, and it says, Hannah, do you have a tattoo on your left hand?
I do not have a tattoo on my left hand. I wrote a saying. I wrote, be sweet, on my hand. If my mother, I know she's watching the AFS live stream right now, she's going to yell at me for writing on my hand.
Hi, Mom.
But yeah, my other coworker, his mom passed away and this was like her saying. So I wrote this on here for her and him.
That's nice.
Yes. No tattoos.
No tattoos.
Nope.
No tattoos. All right, Mark, you got your question answered. All right. If you got any questions for us, come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live stream. A lot of people there coming to see Hannah, which is fantastic. Come say hi. Leave a memory or a thought for Hannah there in the comments. A question for Hannah or for the whole group. And she's going to stick with us for a while here in the 2 o'clock hour, which is super exciting. The YouTube live chat poll also is, should Donald Trump debate again? Yes or no? We'd love to know what you think about that as well. And looking through your comments here, Doug says, no, Trump is not good in debates. His free flow, stream of consciousness style of discussion doesn't bode well in a debate. It would only help Kamala, who's very skilled at remembering lines. I think she's getting better. I wouldn't call her very skilled quite yet. And honestly, I think if Donald Trump had a fair fight, if he didn't have to debate the moderators and the opponent, if he could get a fair debate, I don't think that it looks like it did last time. All right, Hannah's reading your comments. Get them up there on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. Ask us anything when we come back.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
It's so wonderful and warm.
Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar strawberries on a summer.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've got the mystery guest has been revealed. Hannah is back in with us for the 2 o'clock hour on a Friday. Hannah, it is so good to have you back here. We don't get to see each other as much as we used to because you're here in the morning. I get here right before the show. So we're like ships passing in the night. But anytime I see you, it's just like old times.
I feel the exact same way. That's how you know you really have a good connection is when you can go without seeing someone for so long and then you see him again and it feels like you haven't skipped a beat.
Yep, 100%. We've been watching your rise to fame and being very proud of you. And people are always asking us, when's Hannah going to come back? When's Hannah going to come back? And I made it a decision. I hope I said this to you. First of all, I was very supportive of her when she came to me and said she had this opportunity. You were nervous.
Oh, I was so nervous, but you were beyond supportive.
Well, yeah. No, please stay and be my associate producer instead of the morning show co-host on Y98. I think that when we found out that was happening and you got the job and you were starting over there, I wanted to make sure you had a very clear, clean separation from our show because it's a massively different ask to be on the morning show in that co-host full-time capacity than to be on a political talk show in middays where people have gotten to know you. So people would be like, get her back on. I'm like, she needs some time to go be herself over there and to figure out what that looks like without ever thinking, I got to make sure Annie is okay with like that. No, it wasn't about that anymore. It's just about us watching you succeed. And you sure have.
Thank you.
So thanks for working us into your schedule on a Friday afternoon. Do you do weekend stuff or you do like,
nope.
Appearances from time to time.
Oh, always appearances, but I'm not on the air on the weekends.
So no weekend stuff. All right. Well, we've got some questions for us on Ask Me Anything, which runs pretty much the way it used to, Hannah.
Okay,
so you
good.
Remember that from the old days.
I got this.
Brad?
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
Okay, so I want to lead off with a question that's kind of deep.
Uh-oh. Right?
Here we go.
Yeah. If you could go back in time and change anything about your life, would you? Why or why not?
So you
first. I don't want to know what you would change, but if you would change it. And I keep looking back at my life and there are things in the past that I think, man, I really, you know, wish it would have been different. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, no, I don't think I would change anything because everything in my life in my past has led up to the point to where I am now and made me who I am today. So I don't know that I will want to risk changing anything to become a different person or have my life situation be any different than what it is right now.
I completely agree with you, Brad. I used to think all the time, oh, I wish I could go back and change this or would have done this better. I absolutely disagree with that now. It is my life is God's plan and he paved this for me. And this is everything that's happening is supposed to happen. I would never change a thing.
I think that's so well said because I have to remember that when things aren't going according to plan, it's my plan that they're not going according to. And there are definitely multiple times where I have been shaking my fist at the sky going, what are you doing? This is not right. This is wrong. It's like emphatically wrong. And come to find out that, like, for instance, right now, I'm right where I need to be. Hannah, you're right where you need to be. So there's a lot of trust and letting go that is involved in not wanting to change things. I'm sure there are like minor instances of things where I did something or said something stupid that I'd be like, it would be cool if I didn't do that.
Yeah.
but not really on the big scale. I want to read a couple of these comments that are coming in here before we get to the next question. Katie says Fridays without Sir Wigglesworth are tough, but getting the mayor of Minnesota is a great distraction.
Oh my gosh. That is
I forgot about that.
I did not.
And here's a question for you. Ask me anything, Hannah. Did your new listeners give you a cool nickname like we did? Hashtag beanbag.
No, definitely not anything cool like that. You guys have multiple nicknames for me.
That's true.
I've seen on the chat Boop.
Boop, yep.
Boop and beanbag. I have not gotten a cool nickname. If anything, it probably wouldn't even be great over there. So no, I have not gotten.
You feel free to take those over there with you.
Okay.
We don't own those. One time I was messaging Brad about something and I was like, hey, tell Hannah, blah, blah, blah. But it autocorrected to beanbag. And that was where that nickname came from. It was funny.
You know, sometimes it's just like that.
Gilbert says, Hannah, what is one thing on radio you haven't done but would like to? We could all answer that question, too. Is there anything that is super obvious to you?
Nothing that really points out. I really love doing community projects, but we've done that in the past. I just want to do more of them. I love meeting listeners and meeting people around St. Louis and beyond. So just more stuff like that.
Yeah. What about you, Brad? Is there anything that strikes you?
Anything that I'd like to do. I mean, big picture, I'd like to take this show national, syndicate it, and all that other fun stuff. I think that would be awesome.
Well, same. Let's go.
But I would say on a smaller scale, I don't know. I enjoy what I do and my role and everything like that. So I don't know that there's anything specific that I was like, oh, I really want to do that. But I'm sure if I experience it, I'll be like, hey, that was pretty cool. I want to do it again.
Yesterday, Brad and I was having a conversation with Brad afterwards, and I'm like, we need to be asking for Donald Trump to come on this show mm-hmm. regularly. So that would be something I would love to do and would prepare for. And
put the line in the water.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's okay if we get told no for the next 53 days. But if we don't ask, we'll never get told yes. So you got to keep asking those questions. There are lots of people at any given time that are on my bucket list that I'd like to interview. And obviously, Donald Trump is one of them. I'd love to interview Dave Portnoy. I'd love to interview Jillian Michaels. I think that would be fantastic. So those are the types of things that I'd really, really enjoy doing. I guess this is not really something I talk about on the air much, just because it's so close to home. But I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. And in the event that it is weird. I'm stuttering just talking about it. It's weird to think that maybe some of them might listen to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch what they do. They might listen to what I do.
Absolutely.
And if that were the case, of all of the people, I've met senators, I've met governors, I emceed the governor's ball for the state of Missouri and met all of the statewide officials in Missouri. I've met some very dignified people, but like the Cardinals are just, they're on my television. Just like sometimes I've met people and they're like, oh, you look like you sound, or you don't look anything like you sound, right, or whatever, but you meet those people and they become human. It would be wild for me to know that there are some St. Louis Cardinals out there that are listening to the show. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why they would ever make that public. So I understand that I'll probably never know. I'll never know. But I think that would be really cool. And if I were going to be like a fangirl about anything, I would probably be more nervous to meet some of the St. Louis Cardinal greats than I would Donald Trump.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah. I feel like Donald Trump would, I would like know how to fake that, because I've done that with other highly recognizable politicians before. I would know the things to say that he would want to hear. I don't know what I would say to an athlete. Like your bat. I don't know what I would say.
You would be fine.
I would hope so, but maybe not. And I'm not usually the person who doesn't know how to handle those situations. So
I have faith in you. You would do amazing. They'd want to come back.
Thank you.
They'd want to do an AMA with you.
Maybe. Maybe not. You have another question, Brad?
Yeah, this one is more of a dude question and way less deep. But I want to know what your first car was, and was it, quote, cool?
My first car was a Chevy Cruze. It was cool when I got it. I was one of the first people to drive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I've in my grade, so that was just cool enough for me to be able to drive my friends around. But it wasn't like super nice or anything. Actually, like, blew up when I was working on the Annie Fry show. And oh, Annie helped me get a new car with Cassins.
Yes.
So I still have that car. It's a great car. I recommend highly you go to Cassins to get it.
I saw you just paid it off.
I did just pay it off.
That's awesome. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. They helped me a lot over at Cassins. It was great.
Where did you go to pay it off?
I went to Gateway Metro Federal Credit Union. I redid my loan with them. They're great.
That's awesome.
Use code AUTOHANNAH for 20% off.
There you go.
But yeah, I had a Chevy Cruze. That was my first car.
1991 red Ford Probe. The seatbelts were in the door and they'd go bzzz and then they'd cross over your... Yeah.
Well, that's fancy.
It felt like a DeLorean, but the doors opened in the normal way.
Yeah.
I wrecked that car.
I
drove it into a pickup truck. I was stopping, clearly not soon enough, and it was like wet roads and stuff.
Mm.
And I went in. I hit the brakes and I hit the back of this old pickup truck, and it just like crumpled the front of the car, because a 1991 Ford Probe has got a very low, kind of like race car looking, sports car looking front end. So I just fit right underneath that pickup truck and totaled that car.
I gotta look it up.
1991. red.
I've seen those before.
Ford Probe. They were cool then. The lights, the headlights mm-hmm. flipped up like Brad's affirming me. Like,
yes.
No, Annie, that's actually correct. Yes, I know.
No, Brad. No.
I drove the vehicle. The lights would flip up, and then when only one would flip up, it looked like it was winking at you.
Yeah. Two door.
Yep.
Yes.
Pop up headlights are automatically cool.
They were cool then. I don't know that I'd want to drive that car now. I don't know. I'm really okay with my Pacifica, which
that's a great car.
Says something about me, and I'm a-okay with that.
My first car was a 79 Ford Thunderbird, and you guys are Googling it right now.
No, I know that one.
It was cool to me because it could I could seat six in it, and it was a two-door, and I had six seat belts. I had a bench seat up front and a bench seat in the back, and my mom at the time had a Ford Windstar minivan, and that one could seat seven legally. So I had a quote-unquote coupe/sports car that could seat one less than my mom's minivan. So all my friends, we would always take my car. Also, it had the, not pop-up, but they were hidden headlights, and it was vacuum-operated, and so whenever you'd pull the knob to turn the headlights on, it sounded like a door opening in Star Trek. It'd be like, psst. Because the vacuum system was in the cabin. Yeah, that car was really cool. I drove it until I got my second car, and my brother inherited it until he drove it into a tree. And then it's no more. But I would buy another one in a heartbeat and fix it. And
What car would say door ajar?
Out loud?
Yeah, apparently. Info Dude on YouTube says, every time my car would say door ajar, I would say, no, the door is a door. That's a lot. Did you chuckle every time? Dude,
I think that's pretty good.
That's really funny. We got more questions coming in here. Quick Rick, great question. And I know the answer to this. Hannah, have you choreographed any new dance routines since leaving?
I have. I've choreographed lots of dance routines. I choreographed some when I was on the Annie Fry Show, and I've continued that on with the Brett Mega Show, and even my own page. I've always loved to dance, and I will continue to choreograph.
Where will people be able to see these dances?
You can see them on our Brett Mega Show Instagram. It's on Instagram, at Brett Mega Show. Brett is spelled with one T. My Instagram, Hannah.Gibbs. You can see them there.
Yeah. They're infinitely better when they don't have Ryan Wiggins in them.
I don't know about that, actually.
The dances are better. The entertainment value... maybe a
that
wash.
Could never be replaced with Ryan Wiggins. He's something else.
I think we still have in. Yeah, I still have. I think what we're going to do is on the break here coming up in a few minutes. We're going to play on the break. The Made You Look. I have the video here.
No. Oh, my gosh.
So we can play that. You because Anna.
Why are you embarrassed?
No, I love that video.
Anna was in here regularly, too. She's on the morning show over at Y98 as well. But Hannah and Anna would make regular appearances. Hannah more than Anna because Hannah was working directly with us. But she was the other person who would be in these dance videos. And people love them.
Wiggins is something else. Brad, you did really good in the video, too. I highly encourage everyone to go to the Annie Fry Show live stream to watch this video, either for old time's sakes or if you haven't seen it yet.
I remember when we finished that video, I was like, well, that's on the internet forever.
Yep, that shall live. Another question here from Info Dude. Annie, have you been able to keep in contact with Hannah over the last year very often? We text each other every once in a while.
We do.
I texted her a picture of Wingstop chicken wings. A few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was awesome. Made me really hungry. I actually was going to text you the other day. I couldn't sleep because I was craving Joffrey's coffee so much.
From Disney World?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You haven't been back since we went, have you?
Unfortunately, no. But that definitely is in the future for me. I loved when we went to Disney. I want to go back so bad. I still... talk about that trip.
Would you come
all
back
the time.
With Brad and Ryan and me?
Absolutely. That was seriously one of the best trips I've ever been on. The only thing that makes me hesitant to not go back is because I'm actually worried it won't be even as close to as fun as it was the first time. Because it could not have been any better. The weather was awesome. The experience was awesome. The memories that happened there were just priceless. It was amazing.
We went in May of 2023, and at the end of April, we celebrated 5 years of the Annie Fry Show being a full-time midday show. And I mean, yes, I am prepared for the hate I'm going to get for the next 24 hours for people who are like, you still like Disney. Yes, I do. I hate a lot of things they do, and I call them out when I see them, but I do still like Disney World. And so we are let's do... two nights 3 days, knock everything out, and
my calves are still sore.
We were walking 30,000 steps a day, and we pretty much did everything in four parks of Disney World. Brad and I were talking about it this summer, and he was like talking about Animal Kingdom stuff. I'm like, we didn't go to Animal Kingdom. He's like, we absolutely went to Animal Kingdom.
1,000% we did.
And I'm like, no, we didn't. And I was like trying to think of anything. And then I was like, oh, that's right. You went on Expedition Everest with me.
You freaked out.
And,
yeah.
And you knew nothing about it. And at the top of this roller coaster, it goes backwards. And she didn't know it. And I have the whole video of that is on the Annie Fry YouTube channel.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I'm like, we did go to Animal Kingdom, but that's how much we did. Like, I blacked out. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. You get like Disney drunk at the parks. It's awesome.
At the end of the trip, we were so tired and slap happy. We sat at this table in Magic Kingdom and we laughed so hard for like 15 minutes straight. We were laughing at the fact that we were laughing.
I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out of the park for just being obnoxious.
Yeah, it was really the best time. It'd be hard to top.
It would.
Two nights, 3 days. And then we were like, we got back home Sunday night or Monday night, whatever it was, at midnight or something, and we were back at work the next day.
Barely.
Except for Ryan Wiggins, because he got a kidney stone.
Oh, he did.
I'm going to talk to you about Retirement Advisory Group here in a second, and then after that, if you're on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can see the choreographed Made You Look video dance from Hannah and Anna and Brad and Ryan. I think this was like when we topped about 4,000 subscribers or something like that.
Yeah, it was a milestone video.
Yes, we're about to 9,000. So if you haven't yet, come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, subscribe. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Does that mean anything to you? When you find out it's Friday the 13th, do you position yourself in your day a little bit differently? Do you watch a spooky movie or anything like that? I don't, but it's kind of a proof that, like, if something weird is going on and it's Friday the 13th, you just, like, have an excuse to be like, oh, well, that's why. Or a full moon or whatever it might be. Do you do any Friday the 13th stuff, Hannah?
I don't.
Commemorate it?
I don't, but a lot of people have been asking me today if I'm superstitious. I believe that was the AMA question.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I was until I, like, looked up, like, superstition examples. I'm so superstitious.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. I knock on wood all the time. Cross my fingers, we'll pick up a penny if I see it.
Yeah.
Very superstitious.
You can be superstitious and not be religious about it.
Yeah.
I think, like, athletically, for me, if there's a pattern that you establish, even though you know that the preparation for a certain, if you've won or if you've lost, it's like you got to change the game up. If you have a pattern of winning and you just happen to eat a bologna sandwich that day, each time you win, it's like, the next time you're like, well, why wouldn't I eat a bologna sandwich? Mm-hmm. So you kind of can stick with it. But it doesn't inherently mean that it's like your religion. Do you have superstitions at all?
When I play sports, I do. Outside of that, not really.
Like,
no.
What? Not.
Oh, I always have
washing
to
your socks?
No. They're weird. It's like whenever I swing the bat, I always have to have the bat positioned in a certain way so that I hit with a certain part of the bat.
Well, that's technique.
Yeah,
that's,
I was gonna say, that's just skill.
Yeah, I mean, but it's always the same. And if I hit poorly and I look down, I'm like, oh man, I didn't have the bat right, then yeah. Warm-ups, I have a warm-up routine that I go through. I always make sure that I wear this certain pair of batting gloves. I've got several pair, but it's like, these pair work. I get hits with these, the other ones don't. So I just put
those
in the bag.
That's superstition.
So, and then I always have to have the number 21 for my jersey. So those are my...
Why? Jason Marquis?
No, that was my high school number.
I don't know why, but I can do Cardinals numbers like it's my job.
Are you superstitious, Annie?
My dad, this is going to mean something to a very small group of people. My dad would be like, theology of glory. Brad being one of them. Can you explain? Well, we don't need to get into it. But like thinking that you can do things to change outcomes and then you glorify yourself with it. It's not, that's kind of what superstition is. But yeah, probably. I mean, in a roundabout way, it's, I don't know. I feel It's hard because I feel like my process is to always try to be super overprepared, which you can relate to.
Yeah.
Seek out every possible avenue. This is what people who are anxiety ridden worriers.
That's what I was going to say. I think my anxiety like blends into superstition.
You are a worrier. I am a worrier. And when you are a worrying type of person, the way I handle it is to funnel that worry and anxiety into preparation so that whatever outcomes or obstacles I feel like I can anticipate and plan for, when I get there, I got a plan. It's maybe not the best case scenario of how said situation can go, but I don't like to be caught off guard. I like to be prepared and I like to be ready. It lends me to be able to do what I do here because a lot of these scenarios that come up, I've thought long and hard about them. I've thought long and hard about a lot of things that I did not need to spend time thinking long and hard about.
Same.
But it just, in my mind, it's the coping mechanism for instead of turning worry into fear, I turn worry into preparation and then I feel confident about it.
I wish I was like that. I just worry to worry.
Well, this is where I hate to say I'm a lot older than you. How old are you?
I'm about to be 23.
Shoot. I was going to say 15 years since more. You're about to be 23?
Uh-huh.
Gosh. I got married at 23. That seems like a long time ago. You've accomplished a lot in 23 years. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Before we wrap and get to the poll results, here is an article, Psychology Today, about four essential requirements for a lifelong relationship. And the picture on here is like a bride and a groom at a wedding. But I think that these lifelong relationships that you can establish and build upon exist outside of just romantic relationships, because I think it's important to, I'm always a quantity over quality person. The first one is attending to your partner's best interests. And it says that this couple attributes sustained love firstly to partner's investment in one another's well-being, notably a long-lasting relationship. This investment should not be a means to an end. Rather, it's described as taking a deep interest in the well-being of the beloved for the beloved's own sake. That's like a very selfless way to approach another person. And while we're talking about selflessness, we don't live in a selfless society. We live in a glorify yourself in every possible way that you can. Everything that is wrong about you, just flip it on its list, on its head, and glorify it and make it what's right about you. And it's kind of an upside down way to look at things. I also think it's a very unfulfilling way to look about things. But being able to look at the person who's across from you and care more about their well-being in the whole. I mean, sometimes that, Brad, you've talked before about you've lost a lot of weight in your life, that the way people could have cared about you, and you'd have to know that they really did care about you, was not to tell you that everything was always good.
The way that you care about somebody is you tell them the truth. You don't try to be harsh or mean when you tell them, but you speak honestly to them because you never know. Like in my case, it ended up leading to a heart attack. My life choices led to me having a heart attack, and it's not very caring to let somebody go on with destructive behavior.
Mm-hmm. I think that, Hannah, you growing up in a digital age where everything is always documented, shared, but it's always kind of a version of it, it's very hard to understand what other people's lives are and then compare it to your own and feel like, man, I feel like I'm really falling behind here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, comparison is the greatest thief of joy is what I have to remind myself all the time when it comes to relationships. Luckily, I'm not like fighting too hard for the position in my career right now, but a lot of the people in my life are. I just have to always remind myself comparison is the thief of joy, and social media is not always real.
No, it rarely is. Two, honoring the exclusivity of your relationship. The second greatest contributor to sustained love is indisputable exclusivity. That's like another thing that's taking place these days, is just kind of like separation from monogamy, like in an actual committed marriage relationship, like everything goes. And I like the more traditional values you implement, it seems the easier it is if you're willing to fully commit to it. It's not easy to commit to very traditional values, but if you are both in a position to do that, it seems like the end result is worth it. But it's a challenge, I think, for sure. Number three, maintaining a sense of trust and intimacy. And number four here is accepting your partner for who they are. That's been, I think, the hardest thing. My husband and I have been married for 17 years. As of Sunday is our anniversary. And learning to understand that it's not my job to make his weaknesses his strengths. It's my job to help him through those weaknesses, because newsflash, I have so many of them myself, that if he can fill in for me on my weaknesses, that's how we become stronger together. Instead of just being like, you suck at this, why do you suck at this? Be better at this. It's like, how can I help you grow at that? That's a very difficult thing to learn. And you usually have to feel it on your own end before you can give it on the other. But accepting your partner for who they are, that's a challenge, I think. But important to do. Hannah, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me back.
We have 8,843 subscribers. Will you come back on the Annie Fry Show when we hit 10,000 subscribers?
Absolutely. 100% yes.
All right. Get those subscribers over here and we'll get Hannah back. And you can come back in sometime with Ryan.
Oh, goody.
the crew getting back together again. That would be amazing. For all y'all who voted today on the YouTube live chat poll, we have over 316 votes in, asking you, this is amazing how close that this stayed throughout the course of the entire day. Should Donald Trump debate again? Yes or no? 55% say no. 45% of you said yes. So it's pretty close. I think it's a pretty clear divide here that we have among our listening audience, if he should. He said he's not going to. My anticipation is if Kamala really, really, really wants that next debate that she says she wants, she's going to have to do it on Fox News. And I think that's a debate he should agree to do. Mark Reardon, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.